Hey, what's up, podcast? I'm Joe Lemon, and welcome back to the Sales Culture Show. So, I got something that's laying heavy on me today. It's really kind of messed me up. So, quick story before we get into this podcast with Nanette from Banner Season, now Mailbox Power. And it's really, I want to share this with you because it's important. I think it applies to a lot of people. One, I had an opportunity with several other business partners to look at purchasing a gym here in the Valley, here in like Chatsworth out there outside of LA. And, you know, I was excited about it. I wasn't crazy about the location, but I was excited about the opportunity to really own my own club, right? Because back in the day, I used to have a personal training studio. We turned it into be a mobile studio to do boot camps and all the rest of that. But we never owned our own facility where we can go set the energy, set the vibe. So I was really excited about that. On top of that, my business partners are one's a Cairo, one's an MD. And, you know, we were bringing something different to the actual health space where we wanted to add a lot of the science into your performance, where I think this is where the space is really going. So anyway, long story short, the place that we were looking at partnering with and purchasing, they decided to close up shop. So they recently sold all their equipment this week. They closed up and, you know, it's unfortunate, man. And it brings me to the whole conversation today. Now, there's multiple reasons why they closed up, but one of the big ones being is that the whole city of LA shut down all the gyms. They haven't been open all year. LA Fitness has been closed since March. And a lot of, you know, these smaller clubs were open, trying to do things outside, and they're fighting to stay alive, right? Like, they're really working hard. Like, this one club that's right next to me, next door, a small group, they go out to the park that's right across the street from us, and they got to work out outside, but they're fighting for it. They're in it. And I was just talking to some people, man. It's like, you know, waiting for the government or waiting for somebody else or waiting for someone to change laws or waiting for, you know, the actual mayor to give you that thumbs up to go do whatever your dream is crazy. And I even caught myself, to be fully transparent, like, man, you know, what's going to happen? What is Joe Biden's team going to bring in 2021? I mean, it, like, you get to playing with these different ideas that there's another way besides you doing it. And there is no other way. It's really on your shoulders. If this is your dream, if this is your business, if this is your career, this is your life, whatever you're up to, right? This is your family, your marriage, you know, your kids. Like, it's on you. Like, nobody else is coming to do this work for you. And I'm not telling you to be reckless. I'm not telling you to go outside without a mask. I'm not saying you need to go breathe all over people and lick doorknobs and dumb stuff. We're not talking about being idiots. But there's things and there's ways that we can figure out how we can work through this moment. And I think it takes us being, one, innovative. You got to be looking for opportunities. You got to keep your mind open to the opportunities. Believe the opportunities are out there for you to have. And believe there's a way for you to work around it. So you got to have hope. And a tactical skill you got to have is sales. It's called the Sales Culture Show for a reason. I mean, we obviously are listening because you believe in this, right? And selling is something that is mandatory for the marketplace, and it shows up the most during economic downturns. The companies I'm realizing that are succeeding during this moment are the companies that have built sales systems and brand awareness that allows them to push through. Yes, they have good products, but you got the best product. But if you can't convey the value of why someone should spend a buck with you, you don't deserve it. And that comes through in all types of ways. Comes through in your service. So you got to have a good product. We're not talking about selling trash. So you got to know that you bring something of value to the marketplace. Something that's going to solve someone's pain, fix a real problem, whatever you're up to. But if you have that, if you got a good product, you have a good service, and you're going to deliver on what you say, you gotta go. We gotta stay in the field. And so I had to get that off my chest because I felt bad for the small businesses that are closing up shop right now. I work with a lot of smaller private practice owners, and some people are closed, some people are open. And I'm not telling people what to do with their business or how to do it, but what I am saying is that it is on you. It's on us. Like, this sales culture thing is on me. Like, nobody's gonna come do this for me. This is mine, right? So that same attitude and that same mentality is something that I think we all gotta press into. I've gotten discouraged along this process. This is not me sitting down and talking down on the pedestal to you. This is just a guy that's in the trenches, learning along the way, checking his mindset, and figuring out where the opportunities lie. So with that said, guys, hey, I got a good episode for you. So let's get into it with Nanette Mueller from Banner Seasons, now Mailbox Power. It's all about how you can stay in contact with your customers and automate this process. So I think you guys will get this. It's a really good tactical tool that you should all check out. And if you like it, I'm an affiliate, so please go support me. If you like this podcast, go support it and go sign up for the actual platform. I have my link where you'll get a discount off of your purchase. Just go check out the actual Mailbox Power link below at Joe Lemon. So mailboxpower.com/Joe Lemon, and you'll be able to take advantage of that or just check it out, the link in the show notes. With that said, let's get into today's conversation.
What would make it easier for you to be able to put a Christmas card and or personalized gift into the hands of your clients as a way to say, I'm thinking of you, I care about you, your business is important to me, and kind of put that law of reciprocity in place. Mm-hmm. Okay. But let's do it in a snap, quickly and easily. And that's what Mailbox Power brings to you, is the ability to literally upload your database, which nobody can access but you. Okay. You pick out a design, modify the verbiage if you want, upload your logo if you want, select a gift that can be personalized, and hit the send button. Joe. And I did that for 90 of my customers one time, and they're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
10, 15 minutes at the most. Holy cow. And Mailbox Power puts everything in a nice box with a greeting card on the front, okay? And personalizes your products right there to include putting your name on things.
Nice.
And the cool thing is, it's shred. So it doesn't look like you ordered it from Amazon or wherever.
Yeah.
It looks, the presentation is so nice. It's a gift.
I love that.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I love that because you're right. Whenever you order from Amazon, you are just kind of getting this like prepackaged, you know, the person didn't have any personalization into it. It's just, you know, here's a product that we saw online, which is nice. Nothing wrong with that. That's also very thoughtful. But there's an extra level, I think, when you put some, you know, whenever you put someone's name on it and you kind of decorate it so it does pop.
Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold up your coffee mug.
Yeah.
And whose ugly mug is on that mug, right?
It's a really ugly looking dude right there. I'm not sure how this mug didn't break yet.
But Joe Lemon's name is all over that mug.
Absolutely.
So what are the chances that he is going to actually ever, ever, ever throw away that mug?
It's limited. No, it's not happening. It's not going anywhere.
It's not like you get tchotchke from somebody that has their company's logo on the front of the shirt. And it's like, well, I can use it to polish the car with.
Right.
You know, or I can give it to Goodwill. How many mugs can you keep in the closet? And if they don't mean something to you,
yeah,
they're going to Goodwill. Now, this one is personalized with my company logo. And I wasn't smart enough I don't have my name on this one. Okay. But I do have my name on the water bottle.
Nice.
Okay. And I was gutsy enough to put my position title. But this isn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then here's Grove's sticker on the back.
I like that.
But it's not about putting your brand all over a gift you're going to give me.
Mm-hmm.
It is about putting somebody's name on the gift you're going to give them. Okay. Personalization makes the gift 10 times more valuable. It gives it an intrinsic value that is irreplaceable.
Right.
Okay. That's the difference between sending somebody a coffee mug with their brand on it, period. And then it's all about them. Well, how nice of you to think of me, trash can. How nice of you to think about me. I will keep this forever because it has my name on.
I'm about to take notes here because I think that you're spot on. I yesterday, after we kind of spoke briefly about what we're going to talk about today, and I was like, okay, I got to reach out to Grove, and I got some other clients too that I would normally just stop whenever I'm traveling around and just drop by, show my face type of stuff. I got to send out some gifts, right? And so I was like trying to find the right picture, but you know, most of the pictures, they weren't high quality enough that I was trying to grab off of Facebook. So what I'm going to do instead is just use everyone's logo. Because normally everyone's logo is high quality, high resolution, at least anyway. And so I'm going to slap that on a couple of gifts and get those out to people for sure.
Oh, I think that's awesome. Yeah. I think that's awesome. So, you know, first of all, we know people don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, they have a laundry list like this.
Yeah.
Like months long that they need to take care of. But, you know, and one thing that hits is something called the law of reciprocity. I'm sorry. It's giving paralysis. Giving paralysis. You get so wrapped up on what is the exact perfect gift.
Right. Right.
And what am I going to say? And am I representing my company or my brand the best way possible? When just do something, at a minimum, send a card, put that paper hug in somebody's hands that says, I'm thinking of you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your business. I hope you and your family are well this season.
Yeah, because...
all you have to say, Joe.
I was totally sitting around last night, and you can ask my wife about this, because I was on my laptop like, okay, what should I put on these mugs? What should I say in the card? Because I'm not like the type of guy that can write. I'm a talker, like in person. I can normally speak freely and I can get my message out. But when it comes to writing it out, I was like, how should I put this? What's the right... is it too wordy? Is it not enough words? You know, like I was beating myself up basically, right? Trying to figure out what to say and like how to say it. And I like the fact that you just told me just to get it out. like, don't worry about too much of what is said. Just make it happen, because I think that's more important, right?
I think it's much more important. And computer systems have merge fields these days. And you know that. You get a lot of emails using merge fields.
Oh, yeah.
That's, hey, Joe, okay, we have the same technology built into our greeting card system, and we can personalize the cards and the gifts. So it says, Joe, Merry Christmas. Let me see if I can find you an example, like this one. I sent this out to my customers that I had not seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically from my dog telling my customers that I miss them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then there's a little greeting on the back, but it's personalized two different places with the recipient's name on it. I got more comments out of this crazy postcard.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I was just amazed. And it's all about, you know, making people feel good about being thought of, heard, remembered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remembered. Let me tell you a quick story about my favorite car dealership.
Please.
Yeah. I have bought two cars from the same car dealership, and for my birthday and for Thanksgiving, I received an email. How exciting was that?
Yeah.
So I spent $50,000 in for two cars, right?
Yes.
And they sent me an email.
Okay.
So okay. How loyal do I feel to that company?
Yeah. You probably don't feel that loyal at all. I mean, because you can send out a lot of emails in a day to a whole bunch of strangers and not have any real love behind it. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So they basically have lost a client.
Oh, did you leave?
The next car will not be with them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It
speaks volumes.
I mean, it speaks volumes. You know who does it really well is Anderson Windows. Anderson Windows is constantly sending me a card in the mail. I will remember them because of those cards. So it's important to be top of mind with your clients. And this time of year is very important. The other thing that's important is maybe to send a New Year's card. Let's celebrate 2021.
Yeah.
And pray we get off to a good start. Actually, let's pray that it's a great year. So when you're setting up your Christmas mailing, you can make it a campaign and automatically send out a New Year's card and set it up so that it gets mailed like on the 24th of December, so it shows up in their hands right before New Year's Day.
I like that. I mean, so for the audience, you mind talking about that for two more seconds about the campaign process? Because this is what I believe the real glue is. It's not just sending one message at a time. It automates the process for you. So can you dive into those details a little bit there, Annette?
Absolutely. Mailbox Power has campaigns that you can set up and tailor to the needs of your company and when you want to send out information, mail, we can send out documents, by the way, in addition to cards and gifts. You can pick the card and gift you want. You can tell the system what you want in that shipment that will go out in that box or in that envelope. You can establish when you want it to go out, an event, or link it to their birthdays. Oh, that's very powerful, by the way, to recognize people's birthdays or anniversaries. Or you can do a drip campaign. For example, set it up so that it starts today, and then a week from now, you send out something else, and a week from that, or 90 days from now. So if you were a car dealer, thank you for your business, for stopping by, then thank you with brownies or something special to thank them for purchasing the car. Then 90 days later, how's your baby running? And then an oil change coupon. So you can set that up on a drip campaign so that it's automatically happening. And you just add your client's name to the list, the right mailing group, and it will automatically send a thank you for stopping by, thank you for your purchase, and et cetera, et cetera. So you've got things set up. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, because, you know, that's the biggest part these days is not so much that I think people have gotten busier than ever. And so you don't have time a lot of times to sit back and think, okay, what's the right strategy after each deal that you do? Or how do I stay in front of these people and stay top of mind? How do I make sure that I'm giving out enough love on a regular basis, right? I mean, with all the tools that we have, it's so easy to kind of, to really go wide, but it's difficult to go deep sometimes. And that's the part that I think this is really, really, really important about.
So I think the goal is, let's talk about your client base. Assume you have very, very high-end expensive medical equipment.
Yep.
Then you've got a mid-price and you've got a lower price. So you've got your $1 million customers, your $100,000 customers, and your 50 cent customers, okay? You're not going to love on them or gift them at the same level, would you?
No.
All right. Yeah. So we set up three different campaigns, but they can all reach out and touch on the same basis, but the gifts that are attached to that campaign have a different financial value based on the value of those customers that they've spent. But I would sit down with a client and let's strategize. When do you need, what are the important key dates in a year or key events that you want to remember your clients? Okay. Let's go back to that car dealership. So we've already done, thank you for stopping by the dealership. Thank you for your purchase. 90-day reminder to get the oil changed. You know, here's a free ticket to the movies on me 3 months later. Then the invitation to the new car reveal of the year thing. I would also add in there a birthday gift. So their birthday card went out every year automatically to those folks that just bought that car. Okay. Oh, and by the way, with the movie tickets, I'd add in some popcorn to be, you have to microwave popcorn so you can watch at home, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Include the family. Then estimate when you've got your 100,000 mile checkup or your 80,000, send them a reminder from the maintenance department. Hey, let's get you scheduled to come in and have that baby double checked and make sure everything's running well. Time to rotate your tires, reminder. Then I would send the guy's car an anniversary card.
Yeah. That's good. Happy anniversary. Yeah.
The anniversary to your new home or whatever. So make it fun and make it memorable. It doesn't have to be all serious, and it's not all about you all the time. But here's one of my favorite ones. Because it is important to ask for referrals.
Yes.
Because we're in business for referrals. And if you want to be remembered, you send a fun gift like this, measuring tape. This is like top of the line. It's got the clip on the back and it's, you know, anyway, but it has my logo and my customer's name on there. But you send it with a fun card with like a giraffe's picture on the front that says, so how did I measure up? And you're asking for feedback. And if I measured up really well, tell your friends about me.
I'm writing that one down. I like that a lot.
And the card is in the design store, in the mailbox power design store. And I forgot to mention that. You don't have to design this stuff yourself. Oh my gosh, we've got some fabulous designers that work for Banner Season Mailbox Power. And for, I don't know, the cost of a cup of coffee, you can buy the design license, modify it yourself if you want to, and send it out. There are some screaming cute things in there. And the giraffe picture, I think, is free, that card. And just add the measuring.
Yeah. No, it's a really good idea. And you know, it's been fun playing around on this actual tool because, you know, it's as a guy that's not a creative from that standpoint, right? Like finding the right design and come with the message, keeping the message simple to the point, just saying, hey, you know, appreciate you. Nothing over the top, I think would be great partnered up with one of those actual preset templates that are already there. Like it kind of gets all the actual thinking out the way.
Exactly right. And there are tons of templates you can choose from.
Yeah.
The other cool thing I forgot to mention is there is no co-branding. So there is no Mailbox Power brand on anything you send at all. So this is all about you and your clients. And it's also, they have made a promise that praying that we don't get overloaded with gazillion orders all at the same time at the last minute, but their promise is to get things mailed out the following business day after you order the item. That's a pretty hefty, amazing promise to be made. So it's kind of like, get over yourself. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, put your little logo in the corner. I mean, I've done fun things like this. There's my picture.
Yep.
So this was sent to realtors. And what do realtors always do? Realtors always have their picture. There they are, right?
Of course. Yeah.
So there's a picture, right? To make it look like I'm part of the team. And there's a little picture down there of some of the things that we can send.
Nice.
But your logo on the back of a card, it's a good thing. Okay? They need to know who it came from. Don't just sign the card Joe.
Yeah.
How many Joes do you know?
Too many.
And Mark, Steve's, and John's, you know? Yeah. So make sure you have a last name and make sure they have enough information to contact you. But it's about just saying thank you right now. Thank you, and I am thinking about you.
100%. And so, you know, as far as some key dates too, because you were saying that everything ships the very next day, but with the rush of Christmas and all the rest of the holidays, is there a set cutoff time frame right now?
Mailbox Power. Man, I'll get the new name by next year this time, okay?
Next year for sure. Yeah.
They're recommending that we get everything in the mail by the 15th.
Okay.
15th, and I wouldn't push it beyond that, to be honest with you. Whether you're mailing from Mailbox Power or someplace else, it's just like, I would get sooner is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I would imagine that the whole mailing system is on overload right now. That's the way to get things out. That's the only way, unless you're going to drop it off physically, which, you know, people still do, but most people aren't, right? So, yeah. On the 15th is the last day if you want to have it show up before Christmas, right?
Right. Okay. So this is a fabulously easy to use automated system. The software is phenomenal. These guys have made fabulous decisions in how they put it together to make it user-friendly for the business owner, the business person, to keep in touch with their clients and customers. That's what it's all about. Yes, we have not talked about this. You can do one-of-a-kinds. Mm-hmm. You can do the mass mailings through the campaigns, but you can do one-of-a-kind and send. So there's a cocoa mug in there with brownies and cookies that I'm going to send to my mom and my sisters, okay? That says, have a good Christmas holiday. And the mug has, it's designed for when you're watching those stupid Hallmark movies and you're cuddling a cozy blanket holding your new coffee mug with your name on it. And it's all about that sort of thing. Just have fun with it.
Nice.
There are dog bowls and dog and scarves for dogs. There are candy and cookies and things you can send out to loved ones. Candles. It's a nice variety of things to make your Christmas shopping fast and easy this year when we can't or don't want to go out and face the malls. And, you know, it's might be the safest way to shop this year.
I think you're right. I mean, I'm not even sure if the malls are even open here in California right now, which is kind of interesting. But you're right. There aren't a lot of good. There aren't a lot of places to go right now where you can guarantee you won't be exposed, right? Just to the madness. And if they are open, you know how crazy malls get around this time. So either way, you want to be out there in that rush, right?
Oh my gosh, that's true. And then think about it. If the gift has to be mailed, post office, and in line, This is just like, oh my gosh, just let Banner Season do it. I will tell you, my mother loves her water bottle and asked for a second one for Christmas this year.
Well, I can almost guarantee you that a lot of the Lemon family will be having a lot of different mugs with their whole names on them, because we're on the West Coast. Most of my family's back in like Georgia and like Philadelphia and whatnot. So I won't have a chance to kind of see them in person this year, unfortunately. So I'll have to give out a lot of love via the mail, right? Give out some virtual hugs that way.
Absolutely.
Well, so you know what? As we wrap up, this is always fun talking. I'm going to have my link so you guys can register for Banner Season now, Mail Power, right? Mailbox Power. Mailbox Power. I'm working on the brand new branding as well. The brand new name's a struggle for me as well. I'm so used to Banner Season. I got used to it, but I like Mailbox Power better. So I think that's a better fit for it. And I'll have my link so everyone can at least go register and do it for yourself and get some love out in the mailbox to your clients and your loved ones.
I think that's awesome. Hey, Joe, one thing I don't think I mentioned to you is we're changing to an affiliate program beginning January 1st. So it's no longer going to be multi-level marketing, but an affiliate program. So if you are an independent referral partner with Mailbox Power now, you are grandfathered in as a super affiliate. If you wait until next year to join and become an independent referral partner, you have to have 30 customers underneath you in order to qualify to be a super affiliate and make money off of this.
Interesting. Okay, say that one more time then. So people that register this year before the 1st of January, they can register now as a gold member, is that right? Are those memberships still there?
The gold memberships are still there.
Okay.
But it's the next level up. Remember, you're an independent referral partner as well. Okay. If you come in as an independent referral partner, which is only $49 a year, you become a grandfathered super affiliate.
Okay.
Which means you can make let me see if I can get this right. You make 40% on everyone's membership and 5% off of everything everybody else orders that is your customer as a super affiliate. If you wait until January, you have to have 30 customers underneath you in order to make a red nickel.
Really? Okay. All right. So game on. So we have about what, 20 days until then? Is that right? 21 days. Oh man. So we got 21 days for people to kind of take advantage of that opportunity now, so they don't have to build up an actual customer list before then, right?
You got it. Okay. So gold membership is $49 a month.
Yes.
They can try the free retail membership if they want to get their toe wet. And the IRP, the independent referral program, is $49 a year. Mm. Okay.
Love it.
And that grandfather you in.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely letting people know about it. I'm going to be blasting this on my episodes too. So, I mean, because I think this is a great opportunity just for people to really press in and take advantage of this before the 1st of January. You can always get it later, but why not make a couple bucks on the back end if you're a straight affiliate, right? Especially if you create content. Why not? It makes sense.
Absolutely. The other thing too is it never hurts to have another income stream.
Never. Never. 2020 is all about multiple streams.
So it was such a pleasure to talk to you today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for the actual insight as well. And just to help me get over my own paralysis.
Giving.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> I've always loved talking to you though, honestly.
It was a pleasure. Have a great holiday, Joe.
You too, Nanette. Thanks again.